Right. So my first question is, have you been involved or taken part in any of the World Science Festival events this weekend?
Yes, I have.
Do you know what citizen science is?
No.
No?
I do not.
What do you think the term citizen science might mean?
In my most optimistic mode, I would think that it is something for people who want science to be used in a good way or care about science to be used in a good way. For example, not denying climate change, accepting climate change, not accepting climate change, but knowing you need to do something about it. So maybe this is a resource for like-minded people. That, I don't know if I explained that well,
okay,
but that's...
What about yourself?
I hope it generates interest among young people to be interested.
Okay. So citizen science is actually an opportunity for people who aren't professional scientists to get involved in science research. So whether it's collecting ants in your backyard and counting them, or looking at
like
space
bird
pictures,
counters,
or looking at pictures of galaxies and identifying them, or playing a game online which is all about protein folding and structures of protein, that sort of thing. And by contributing in all these things, you're contributing to scientific data and hence the scientific knowledge.
It's enlisting people to help.
It's starting out like that.
Okay.
It's a sort of crowdsourcing of knowledge and ideas and data and using people who aren't scientists to have a go, who are interested and who want to contribute.
Right. Okay.
So, now that you know what it is...
And is it a phrase, or is there an organization called...
No, so it's a phrase, citizen science, but there are groups all over the world and projects all over the world that are doing things within that under that umbrella term.
Because, I'm aware of people who are hobbying... As a hobby, interested in, different kinds of birds, and they will do things like they'll count how many blue jays or orioles or whatever come to their backyard, and then they'll feed that. They've been asked to do that, and they sought it out. But so
That's exactly it.
So I am a citizen scientist.
Are you?
Yes.
What project are you involved in?
It was bird counts in southern Connecticut over the years, specifically eagles.
Okay. So
I did not know the term. No, I was under the Audubon Society and just bird counts at specific times of the year.
Okay. So how did you contribute? You counting eagles and then send data?
You'd go to your assigned area and see how many of that specific bird was there.
Okay. And did you enjoy it?
Yeah, very much.
What did you learn from it?
That there aren't enough eagles in the area.
Fair enough. But what about the things sort of around it, or about the patterns that eagles have, or conservation, or things like that?
No, never got into it that deeply. And since it was in the middle of January, staying warm was the key.
I guess so. Would you be ever interested in taking part in a citizen science project?
I could imagine if there were a project that was interesting to me. Sure, I think.
So what would be of interest to you?
Nothing springs to mind.
So what are you passionate about?
Recycling.
I am passionate about recycling.
So,
this
might be quite interesting to you. There's a project happening in Brooklyn, which I was at earlier today, where people are looking at how trash is being thrown away and... How the Brooklyn...
Very passionate about that.
Because
I watch that.
Happening.
Especially when they throw it away right in front of me and there's a can there. But go on.
So what they're doing is they're taking the trash bags out of the trash and they're looking and or sorting all the trash out and seeing what people are throwing away. And then they're going to the bins which have assigned things on them saying like plastic in here, cardboard in here. And are people actually putting plastic in there, cardboard in there, whatever.
Right.
So then they're going to work with the council in Brooklyn... to see what can be done to improve this.
Right.
So this is a citizen science project that's happening at the moment.
Yes, I do like the idea of that. Welcome. And if anyone wants to organize it in my neighborhood, which is this...
Well, you could start it.
Right.
Well, what was the name of the group that you wrote to about...
That was Municipal Arts Society.
Municipal Arts Society?
See, I did do something in that. Municipal Arts Society is an organization. They're uptown, and they're all about living in the city, but with a real sort of historical architecture side to it. But they get involved in various things. Sorry, and they have a exhibition space, and they have lectures, etc. They had a contest like about 15, 20 years ago. Submit ideas for livable New York City. And I wrote in saying, I really think you should have recycling bins. You know, certainly in parks,
so
but also...
not just a trash can, but three different trash cans
for
all the
glass,
different things.
So I got an honorable mention for that, which is nice. I have it on a little piece of paper, and I have the date. You know, it was like 15 or 20 years ago. These bins are really only about maybe they're 2 years old. So that's how long that took, though.
18 years to have the idea implemented.
Right. So I did do a citizen thing on my own.
But this is something that you could take further if you're president.
I will think about that.
In the community.
I will think about that.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.